Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter. Some people who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in tonight. We enter in. Oh yeah. We enter in, in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes. We enter in. Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me. Yes, you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, Lord. Yes, I will. And I magnify your name. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on and open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Come on, here, cover shanama. Come on, let's enter in this morning. Let's enter in this morning. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, God. We give it all over to you right now, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now, God. You didn't have to do it. Thank you, Lord God. Hey, come on now. Let's enter in this morning. Let's give you, God, our praise this morning. Come on, because it's worthy of our praise. Come on now. We enter in today. Glory to your name, God. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made it. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God, for all that you've done and all that you're doing. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, and what you're about to do. Hallelujah. We call, Lord God, to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, for we are born in heaven. As your sons and daughters, we come to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. So, Holy Spirit of the living God, we ask that you have your way right now. Us in prayer, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Thank you for assuring our soul, amen. Thank you, Lord God, for giving your angels charge over us, oh God. Keeping us from seeing and unseen dangers of this world, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough for yet still. Thank you. Thank you for loving us, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, we come under that shell. We come with all the spirit of God to be forgiven and delivered from all that is not of you. And we thank you for this deliverance this morning, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we enter in by faith, oh God, let faith come this morning. We come to be saved, oh God. We don't come to be the same, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for change this morning. Lord, change those in our family, oh God. Touch them right now, oh God, and change them, oh God. Grant us a clean heart, oh God. And renew our spirit within us, oh God. Amen. Help us to stand fast in our faith, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. But even right there, our faith is increasing, oh God. When you have increased our faith, and we thank you for your word, and you give the increase, and we thank you for the increase, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that you see your honor that God sends to die for us, oh God. Hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, that you paid the price for our sins, and we thank you. We thank you that he died on the cross, amen, and he rose again on the third day. We thank you, Lord God. Now we can declare the glory, hallelujah, of Christ and the Lord Jesus from the dead. I say, oh God, hallelujah, we'll raise our hope again in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that we have We confess that Jesus is Lord of all the area of our lives. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that redeems us. Amen. Hallelujah. It sanctifies us, justifies us. Hallelujah. It makes all things new. Amen. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that heals every part of our body. Close up every breach in our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That we are redeemed from the curse of the Lord's sin and death. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you for our salvation, which is, hallelujah, includes all that we need in your protection. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, that Jesus bore and swung for all of our shame. Guilt and condemnation and poverty is gone away. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. That Jesus came and set the captive free. Hallelujah. Oh God, we say thank you enough. Hallelujah. If we have the confidence in the peace, we still could thank you enough. But yet, should we thank you? We thank you for life, health, and strength that come from you. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take. Amen. Oh Lord, we don't take that for granted. We thank you that you remember us on today. And that's what talk about, God. And we take our sleep to sleep with death. Amen. But we rose up again this morning by your power. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we repent right now for ever agreeing with the devil lies. Oh, Lord, help us today. Lord, we need your help right now, God, and help those in our family. Hallelujah, to listen to the deceitful words of the devil and his angels. We repent right now for opening doors that allow the enemy to get a stronghold on our minds. We repent for sins of omission and sins of commission. We repent for putting sin and openly and in secret places and the furnace of your love, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, now we break and destroy all agreements with the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we remove right now every lie that the enemy has sold us, about us, about who we are, what we want, what we are worth, who we are, and what we can and cannot do. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and who you are, God, we renounce all false feelings of fear, anxiety, shame, guilt, condemnation, rejection, addiction, perversion, anger, rage, bitterness, contention, control, depression, doubt, grief, hatred, conscience, loathing, jealousy, affliction, hallelujah, lack of loneliness, lying, lust, obsession, occultism, pain, pride, addiction, religious fears, pipeline fears, levitant fears, rebellion, fears of rebellion, fears of resentment, mental illness, revenge, soul ties, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirit, anything else that's not of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we choose now by the power of our wills to follow you, for to be forgiven and to forgive those who have hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. We forgive them all right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we ask you to forgive them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we forgive ourselves. Come on, just forgive yourself. In the name of Jesus Christ, please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, give us, hallelujah, the grace, Lord, to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh, or to be led by the enemy lies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for all of our faith, we receive your mercy and your grace of forgiveness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past is under the blood of Jesus, and we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Lord God, for your blood. We break and bind every generational curse right now for our lives and our family bloodline. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break in and all vows, pledges, and set among the good family unction alliances that we normally unlawfully made with the devil. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we draw our bloodline right now, and we declare the credit we have redeemed from all curse because you have made a curse on the cross, and that we may receive your blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you. We declare our faith that Jesus is our Savior, our Lord, our healer, our deliverer, our redeemer, our comforter, our intercessor, our advocate, our standby. He loves us. We receive your love now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Of Nazareth, we thank you. We stand against every spirit that has on us, in us, or attacking us with the blood of Jesus. In his mighty name, we command every evil spirit that's in us, or on us, or attacking us, to loose us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break the power of every evil that's coming against our life and those in our family, and those that we are in charge of alive. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command any evil spirit in us to come out. Come out. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, devil, you have no right to us. We are blood washed and redeemed and saved, and we belong to Jesus. You have no right to our Lord. We take authority over you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command you to go and never to return. Loose us, leave us, come off us, come out of us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord, that who the Son has set free is free indeed. We thank you, Lord God, for our freedom in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. Thank you, Lord God, for our liberty. Thank you, Lord God, for setting us free. Thank you, Lord God, for your glory. Hallelujah, Shekinah glory. Help us now for walking our salvation, our healing, our deliverance, with godly fear as your word commands. Help us to catch every goal that defies your word, oh God. Help us to reverse wrong goals of your house. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, help us to stand against all retaliation of the enemy against us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Against our breakthrough, against our deliverance, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, teach us to walk in your ways, oh God, in your stature, in your strength. Hallelujah. Strengthen us, O God, and our inner man. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, O God, to overflowing. O Lord, fill us all to overflowing. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with your living water. And we trust the Lord. Amen. Oh, we bless your name, God. We thank you, Father God, that you have heard our prayers and you answered. We put all our trust in you, O God, that you would bless and save, and that you would make it a great day. Amen. And by faith we receive it right now, that today is a great day. We thank you, Lord God, for miracle signs and wonders will happen in our lives. Amen. And those we pray for. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. Amen. For all things good coming from you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your ways. Hallelujah. Come on. We thank you for your presence right now. Amen. Thank you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Moving into service this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Holy Spirit, take over.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, take over the ministers of the Bible before us all. Bringing the word of God, take over as we decrease out of your way from all the increase in him. Amen. Remove every part of the cross. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us right now. And we thank you, Lord God, for the new thing that you're doing in us and in our brothers and sisters. Heavenly Father, we start our day, and those of us who already started our day, remove every evil that has planned to ruin this day. Remove every plan of attack of the enemy, even as we start this day, before the attack even comes. Remove it, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. We bless your name, God. We pray for the head of every household.
Amen.
We pray the strength of God, every head of my household this morning. Let it be strengthened, oh God, by my spirit, oh God. Oh, Lord, we pray the favor of every head of the household. For you call man to be the head, oh God. We pray, oh God, for the men of God this morning, oh God, that you will strengthen them, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you will open them doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open in their lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you call man to be the provider, oh God. So, Lord, we decree in the fact that you are their provider, that every need is met, don't leave, that every need in the household is met. And we just want to say thank them, oh God. And if they lack anything good, oh God, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, oh God, for those who have lost a loved one. We call upon the Lord of our crops, the Lord of our trees, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, they call on the most shy that day. We call upon your eyes, Lord, to comfort your children. Let peace come and be sealed, O God, in the heart of your children. Lord, O God, that they are with you, O God. Lord, O God, that there's a day for all of us, O God, to see you again, O God. You never draw them closer to you, O God, that you'll call them nigher to you this day. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let change come and change for the good. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hey, man, I'm not tired. We thank you, Lord. We pray for our children this day, oh God. Hallelujah, children around the world. Hallelujah, we pray that protection, oh God. Oh Lord, we pray right now that your hand of protection be around our children. Hallelujah, children around the world, oh God. That they will be protected, oh God. Let there be no violation of penetration in hands of protection. Oh Lord, we pray that be no lack, oh God. And not one child go to sleep hungry, oh God. That not one child, hallelujah, to live out on the street, oh God. So Lord, we pray, oh God, for our children today. We lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, we pray the Lord of our blessings upon the life of our children. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, so we can operate. Hallelujah, that your children may live in peace, work in peace, sleep in peace, eat in peace. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Go to church in peace, oh God. Come together in peace, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you that even while we're still praying, oh God, you're already answering. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, so we thank you for answer prayers this day. We just pray in the crowd right now, our Savior, victory, victory, victory. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just have time to talk about you. We thank you, Lord God, for Jesus conquered the world, so we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we're called out to the kingdom of God through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That we're redeemed, hallelujah, through Christ Jesus. That we're born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. We thank you through Christ Jesus. We thank you that we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you that all things you've given to your Son Jesus, and because we're in Him and He is in us, we have full access. We would not be denied. We would not take any confidence of substitutes. We thank you, Lord God, for your God and God alone. You're my life, God. All the mighty and Elohim, hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shabbat, Jehovah Shikadu, Jehovah Rekadishkim, El Shaddai, you're the whole God in God for all. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. For you are our God and we are your people. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's give God some faith this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know you got to be a way to make our promise. Keep our light in the dark. I don't care how dark to give my life. Oh, God, we know that you are our light. Hallelujah. So we don't have to live in darkness. Hallelujah. We don't have to operate in darkness. Hallelujah. So you are our light. We thank you, Lord God. And we walk in the light. We don't walk in darkness. We just want to say, thank you, Lord God. Shut up. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. Have your way, God, in this service this morning. We need a Raymond word, oh God. Have your way, God. Have your way. We declare and proclaim the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That all is well with us in our home. That we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that we are the head and not the tail. On top and not beneath, amen. We don't already want anything, hallelujah, but to love them. For you have made us the lender and not the borrower. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that can will us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing you did to keep your life, amen. You ain't put up into the walls, busy showing us like a phone to stay alive. God did it. God did it all. It ain't about how much money you have, what position you hold, how many people. even like you, how many people don't like you, how many haters you got on Facebook, how many views you got on TikTok. It ain't nothing that you did that kept you, but God has kept you.
Hallelujah.
God has said,
hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, I see a man of God.
Hallelujah.
God has always wanted to find a woman on the inside. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And God Almighty, glory. We're so glad to be in God's presence this morning. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We would like to welcome every single one to Sunday service this morning.
Yes, sir.
God is so good and so worthy to be praised. We are so glad. We're so grateful to be here with each and every one of you. We want to welcome you here to Sunday service wherever you are. We are so grateful that y'all have welcomed us into your home. We are the Gospel Public Ministry. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And we would like to welcome you here to Sunday service. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, Apostle Tawanika and I, we would like to personally welcome you here. If you would press one on your phones, we will bring you in. We will open up your lines. Let us know who you are, where you're from. Amen. If you do have any prayer petition, this is that time that we bring it all to Jesus. You know, we're all gathered together here right now. You know, we're gathered here right now, you know, so we're right here in the presence of the Lord. God says when there are two or three that are gathered together as touching in agreement, and we are here in that place, and asking on anything, he says that he will do. So this is that time to bring your prayer petition, not bring it to me, to Apostle Tawanika, but to bring it to Jesus. Amen. We'd like to welcome every single one that's here in Houston, Texas, and all this surrounding area. We love you so much. Thank you for being in Sunday service with us, every single brother and sister. We would like to welcome every single brother and sister here, our neighbors here in Louisiana. Amen. We love y'all so much as well. Y'all show up to help us to usher in the Holy Spirit. So thank y'all for being here this Sunday morning. Every single brother and sister that's here with us from the East Coast, y'all showed up as well. Amen. Y'all show up faithfully every single Sunday. So we just want to say welcome. Thank every single one for being here in New York City, Brooklyn, Queens, every single of the surrounding areas there in New York. We thank our family members and friends there in Chicago, Illinois. Minister Learn, we thank every single one of y'all for being with us and your family and friends in that area. So we're just so grateful to be right here in this place. This is the day that the Lord has made, y'all. Amen. And we shall rejoice and rejoice and rejoice evermore because God has been so good to us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to prepare ourselves to take communion.
Yes.
If it's your first time here with us, we do take communion every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. service.
Amen.
So if you can grab your things for communion, so you can have it when we come back, we're going to have Brother Joel Washington that's going to bless us.
Yes.
With a song selection. And Pastor Manning is going to go ahead. My voice is kind of wearing the prayer because we've been in prayer since every first morning, afternoon, evening in Saturday school, and Bible school, and everything. So we're going to let Pastor Manning take it from here. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we're going to have Brother Joel Washington.
Amen. Uncle Joe, we want to bring you on right now. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello.
Amen. Welcome.
Yes, I'm so glad to be with y'all this morning. You know, may God bless my family and all families that listen, you know, because God is able. I'm going to do a couple of verses, and then I'll be just singing for the Lord the rest of the day. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, now my Savior, I come to thee. Shine on me, oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse still shine on me, oh, shine on me, Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse still shine on me. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, oh, friends, don't treat me like they used to. Since I lay my burden down, oh, my friends, don't treat me like they used to. Since I lay my burden down, oh, I feel better, so much better. Since I lay my burden down, I feel better, so much better. Since I lay my burden down, oh, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I lay my burden down, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I lay my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We thank you so much for blessing us with these beautiful songs here, Uncle Joe. We just love you so much. I know I enjoy when you sing. I get so feel. You take me all the way back to when I was in the church with my grandmother and my grandfather back as a kid. So I just thank you. I thank you so much. May God bless you.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. May God bless you and may God keep you. May the Holy Spirit keep on use you in this place of ministry, because I know that this is your ministry. Amen.
Oh, thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Let us prepare ourselves to have communion, to take Holy Communion. This is that opportunity to where we remember the finished works of Jesus Christ. This is that place right here. So if you have your crackers or your wine or whatever that you will have, come with us and let's have communion right now. The Bible says here in Luke chapter 22 and verses 14, when the hour had come, he had sat down and his 12 disciples with him. And when he had said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. 16 says, for I say unto you, I will no longer eat until it has been fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And 17 says, he took the cup and he gave thanks and he said, take it and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God is come. 19 says, and he took the bread, and he gave thanks, and he broke it, and he gave it to them and said, this is my body, which was given for you, and do this in remembrance of me. Amen. Amen. So he says, and likewise, and he took the cup after supper, and he said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let's pray, everyone. Father God, we thank you for what you have done for us there at the cross. We thank you, Father God, that you thought about us so much, that you love us so much, that you gave your life as a ransom paid for our life, that we may have life. So we thank you, Christ Jesus, that you gave your life for us right there on the cross. We thank you, Christ Jesus, that you've done it all for us, and we have that opportunity to be just as you are. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to commune with you. We're able to commune with you at this time, Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us, that you took all of our sins and iniquities and transgressions with you. We thank you that you took this piece of bread. We take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. Lord Jesus, we thank you that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and all of our iniquities. We love you, Lord Jesus, because you first loved us. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten, and married and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, so our bodies may be healed. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, that by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. Hallelujah. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. We thank you. So we take this bread, your body in remembrance of you. You may eat. Hallelujah. The word says in 1 Corinthians after supper that Jesus, he took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. Your blood, Lord Jesus, is our atonement. Your blood, it justifies us, it sanctifies us. Your blood redeems us. Your blood cleanses us and washes us clean, washes us all away our sins and all away our iniquities and transgressions and trespasses. Your blood heals us in the mighty name of Jesus. So we now take this cup, hallelujah, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody do say amen, amen again. Hallelujah.
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 Amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection here. So stay right with us. We have a song selection, and we'll be back with the preach word. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter. What you gonna do?
No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence feels this way. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Well, we have made it here to the message, part of Sunday service this morning. I would like everyone to help me to usher in the Holy Spirit. We have a special guest this morning, amen. I would like for y'all to help me to welcome this warm-spirited man of God, amen, a loving son and brother, he's a father and friend, a prayer warrior, a talented actor here in Houston with us. This anointed man of God has the word of God in his heart and in his mouth. Help me to welcome Elder Darrell Cormier.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you good, brother.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, God. First, I want to say, give honor to God, first and foremost,
amen,
for allowing us to see this day. I honor the Lord with all my heart, all my soul, all my beings, everything within me. I honor,
amen,
the Lord for. I honor you guys, Pastor and Apostle.
Thank you.
Manny, I love you guys dearly. My brothers and sisters, first and foremost in the Lord, as well as my brothers and sisters, earthly vessels, man. I consider you guys my brothers and sisters, man. I love you guys just so much. To the listeners, that called in on the church line. I greet you guys in the love of the Lord, as well as the viewers on Facebook Live. I greet you in the name of the Lord. And I pray that something be given and spoken on today that'll catch a blaze in your spirit, that'll take you on fire to go out in the Lord in your faith in the Lord and not the fear of this world. So with that being said, got the preliminaries out the way. We're not going to be for you guys long. I don't know what the Lord is going to do. But if he can stop if he can make the sun stand still and the moon stand still for Joshua to have a victory over his enemies, we're not gonna put no restrictions on the Holy Spirit if he comes in.
Come on. That's right.
Amen. So without further ado, I'm just gonna be obedient. I always say on the E&E segment, when the Lord starts speaking, I start speaking. I don't want to get no glory out of it. Amen.
Amen.
So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and turn our Bibles, if you have your Bible, your Bible to 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 31 through 33. And I will be reading out of the New American Standard Bible.
Amen.
1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 31 through 33, and it reads as such. When the words which David spoke were heard, they told them to Saul, and he sent for him. David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail on account of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine."
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Then Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, while he has been a warrior from his youth."
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me read that again. He say, "Then Saul said to David, 'You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, while he has been a warrior from his youth.'"
Uh-huh.
You see, sometimes in life, it may seem like the odds are stacked against us.
Amen.
And on this day called Super Bowl Sunday, you have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of fans all convened in Los Angeles, California. And then you have millions and millions and millions of people watching by ways of the houses, sports bars, lounges, whatever, in tune to watch this, what they call Super Bowl. The odds seem to be against the Bengals.
Uh-huh.
And even myself, I predicted, I'm a cheesehead, I'm a Green Bay Packers fan, and I predicted Green Bay and Kansas City because of the experience of Rodgers and experience of Patrick Mahomes.
Uh-huh.
Never once in my lifetime, I couldn't have predicted at the beginning of the season that we would be watching the Super Bowl with the Cincinnati Bengals with a quarterback who's 2 years in the league. He's an underdog.
Uh-huh.
But watch this.
Let's face it now.
This is a good time for you and myself to know who we are and whom we belong to.
Amen.
To actually fit in. Because I myself, you are the listeners, you are the viewers, have once upon a time in your life has been considered to be an underdog.
Amen.
But the Lord who we serve, who sits high and looks low, almighty, all powerful, full of wisdom and compassion, considered us worthy enough to be used for his glory. When you begin to understand who you are and whom you belong to set in, then you know when you are certain within yourself, number one, if the Lord be for me, who shall be against me?
Uh-huh.
That's number one. And number two, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Yeah.
And number three,
I walk by faith and not by sight. See, the Goliath in your life doesn't stand a chance. I don't know what your Goliath is, but I want you to get on, is there not a cause in your spirit? I say again, I don't know what your Goliath are, but I want you to get it. Is there not a cause in your spirit? I'm getting fired up right now. The Holy Ghost is about to take over. Yeah. See, when you understand who you are,
yeah,
and you understand who you belong to, mm-hmm, that it's the power that goes on inside of you that gives, yeah, you the ability to do the supernatural and the natural, then you have already established in yourself that is there not a cause?
Yes.
When you have, when you can see, when you see someone that's going through something,
mm-hmm,
it ignites something in your spirit to actually have you to move on their behalf.
Uh-huh.
Is there not a cause for someone who is suffering with a high blood pressure issue, a sugar diabetic issue, or a cancer issue, or even a paralytic issue? Is that not a cause by right? By right, because Jesus himself said that by my stripes you are healed.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
By right, by omission, they are well qualified to receive a healing. Is there not a cause for this situation?
Jesus.
You have to get that in your spirit in order to make that move into the natural.
Amen.
Father, I bless you, Lord, and I thank you. Father, I just bless your holy name, and I pray that your words don't fall on deaf ears. Let your words fall on solid ground, that your word can be rooted and nested into the hearts of your people by ways of them calling in on a church line or by ways of social media. Oh, God, I pray that your word, oh, God, your word which forever stand will be permanent and prominent in their lives.
Yes.
Oh, God, let all spirit of distraction be taken away. Let the spirit of heaviness be removed. Oh, God, let the spirit of anticipation set in. Let the spirit of listening set in. Let the spirit of receiving set in right now in the name of Jesus. Captivate our lives. Oh, God, touch our ears, oh, God, that our ears can hear nothing but your word. Oh, God, right now I ask, oh, God, that I decrease, that the Holy Spirit would come in and have this place that you would increase. Oh, God,
amen.
You said one
amen.
Water, one soul, but God, you would get the increase. I pray that
yes.
you get the increase right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Someone on his line will be set free and healed and delivered. Oh, God, set
amen.
The captive free right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your word come forth with boldness, conviction, and might.
Yes,
oh, God, so let them understand that they are the head and they are not the tail. That
yes.
they are above and not beneath, oh God. Oh God, that there are demon chasings, oh God, sons and daughters of the Most High God. So let
Hallelujah.
This word, oh God, on tonight. We kindle a flame, oh God. You said, oh God, in your word that you came to send fire on the earth, but you wish it was already rekindled. Oh God, so let the rekindling begin to set free right now. Set us ablaze right now in the name of Jesus through the righteousness
yes,
of your
Lord.
Word. Oh God, let your word purify our minds and our hearts right now. That our minds and our hearts will come in divine alignment and agreement for what you have to do and for
yes.
what you have to say to us, oh God, on today. We give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory
yes,
right
Lord.
Now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Listen. If I was to title this message, and I did, to title this message on this morning, I would title, It's About to Go Down.
Uh-huh.
It's about to go down.
Yes,
the world is anticipating right now, in about 6 hours from now, oh, it's about to go down.
Yes.
Super Bowl Sunday, the elite of the elites, the AFC championship, the AFC champions, and the NFC champions is about to collide. It's about to be a David and a Goliath experience.
Amen.
What we're talking about here on the word, we're talking about, this is David, and he's talking about, let me give you the backstory to a letter to this. The nation of Israel is standing on one side of a mountain.
Uh-huh.
Is standing on one mountain, and the nation of the Philistines is standing on the next mountain.
Yeah.
So now they have already assembled in battle array. But no battle has been taking place. No fight has began. No war has taken place. They are already suited for battle. And battle rage and commandments and flanks and ranks and platoons and battalions, whatever. Yeah. I'm laying the foundation out. I want you guys to begin to picture this in your own way. So
that's right.
David was given instructions from his father to go down. But before he was even given him instructions, he was Saul's armor bearer. So David was going between Saul and his home. Saul and his home to tend the sheep. Saul and his home to tend the sheep. David never went on a battlefield. And this has been going on for 40 days. Hear me out, for 40 days. Well, we know what happened in the wilderness. Jesus fasted for 40 days. It rained in heaven. It rained on the earth. 40 days and 40 nights. 40 days. God does something in 40 days. Hallelujah. 40 days. 40 days. What's today? February 13th?
Mm-hmm.
43 days. 43 days. God is, listen, let me tell you something, people of God. God is about to do something very explosive in the people that you least expected.
Amen.
God,
listen to me, Apostle and Pastor. I want you guys to listen to me and listen to me well. God is about to do something to the people that very least expected, because we are all underdogs. And when you're considered an underdog, you're actually overlooked.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to get this into somebody's spirit. Somebody catch this. God is actually using the people that is considered to be underdogs for something mighty to take place on this earth realm. Ordinary people like you or myself, we're always been looked at. The Bible says, don't despise small beginnings.
That's right.
Because even in your small beginnings, God is ready to do something to elevate you. The Bible says that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Them that we thought was first, these mega ministries, these mega churches, these profound pastors and teachers and preachers of the gospel, them the ones, the elite, those are the ones that the people continue to look up to and want to go to these big churches, the Potter's houses and the Pastor Joel Osteen, the Lakewoods and the World Hall, the couple dollars and the Pastor Ed Youngs and all these prolific preachers and dynamic preachers of the gospel.
Jesus.
But God is about to do something in people that's well equipped, but they have been disqualified and been underdogs in what we consider this good fight of faith. Why? Because he's looking for people that have a heart for him. This is not even in my spirit. I love the Holy Spirit. He's looking for people that have the heart for him to begin to do the work for him.
Amen.
I say it again. He's looking for people to have a heart for him to do the work for him.
Yeah.
It's his work, but he's qualifying us, normal people, to do his work.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. When he said Ezekiel, when he spoke to Ezekiel, he said, Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? I can't blame Ezekiel for his response to him. He said, I don't know. I don't know. Only you know. Prophesy to these dry bones, Ezekiel. Somebody that's the underdog, that we feel the least qualified candidate to do something great and mighty for the Lord. We're talking about David. David, he was an underdog. He was disqualified from his brother, because his brothers, even when his brothers only saw him, only asking like, okay, so what is going on? He was on the dam to bring his brothers the delicacies of what his dad told him to do. So he was following the instructions. He was following the instructions to do a good cause. Watch this. The word says that when you desire to do good, evil is always present.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So
amen.
He was only there to do a good cause for
yes.
what he's for the instructions that his daddy's on. His daddy told him, take this bread, take this cheese to the captain, to the army, or whatever, because we already know that our lives is at stake.
Yeah.
Our lives is at stake. And the Philistine and God himself even said that you bring up your elect, you bring up your best, because I already know I nominated myself as the best for the Philistines, and they already know that I'm the best. You bring with your best to go against me, and whoever wins, that nation is gone, that nation has become subject to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're gonna kill them all, and they're gonna be subject to us.
Amen.
And I tell you, the underdog, watch this. The Bible declares that because Goliath, he was big in stature, he
yeah.
had all his armor, he had a sword, he had a spear, he had a javelin. He had, for me, he had too much. He had too much. Well, if I had his sword, if I dropped my sword, I could pick up my spear. I could fight off with my spear. My spear, I had his javelin. I could throw this javelin and hit you, right? And he, watch this. He only had two hands. He
yeah.
had, he had to have a shield bearer, someone to carry a shield in front of him to protect him. How are you going to show up? How are you going to show up in battle not prepared? That's why I tell you that David was the underdog.
Yeah.
He was being talked about his brother. Saul didn't believe in him. But Saul say, this was a man. You are nothing but a youth. But this man's been a warrior since his youth. Right
yeah.
here. But David and Goliath had something in common. They were both warriors.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give you guys some key points. I'm not going to be before you long. I want to give you guys some key points. Number one, the location. The location where this battle was to take place was in the land of Judah.
Yeah.
What makes sense to be an underdog is actually for my good. I may seem to be an underdog, but I've been a praiser all my life.
Yeah.
And you're on the land of praising. You're on my home. I may seem to be an underdog, but I have a home court advantage. When you have a praise in your spirit, when you have a praise about yourself, you have home court advantage. You're a home team. You have a home team advantage when you have a praise in your heart. Why? Because the Bible declares that God inhabits the praises of his people. And when God inhabits the praises of his people, he can't do nothing but release your petitions. He can't do nothing but release what you're praying for. He can't do nothing but release what you're believing for. Because the Bible declares that God is a rewarder to them who diligently seek him.
Yeah.
So when you begin to praise God, pray to God, honor God, worship God, then he begins to release these things unto you. So that's why David fully had confidence in himself, saying, "Oh, Saul, don't worry about that. Ain't nobody in the army of Israel gonna die, but I'm gonna bring the Philistines to bring his head into the army to let you guys know that this is a day for Israel victory." When you begin to get the location to understand that God is the center of everything, David himself, this is the same David, this is the same David that says, God, if I descend into the highest heights of the heaven, if I make my bed into the deepest part of hell, no matter where I go, God, you are for me. If God be for me, who shall be against me? That way, I got this uncircumcised Philistine, the one who has no relationship with my father, the one who has no relationship with the God of hosts, the God Almighty. This joker here do not have no relationship with the Father, but y'all saw and witnessed the miraculous things, and you have to hear the genealogy for what the backstory was, because what Israel has already been through, but God has delivered the hands of Israel out of the hands of the Pharaoh, When Moses rose up and stopped and parted the Red Sea, you have to understand that this is the same God that we serve, the same God that Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego serve, that took a vow not to bow down to a gold statue, but I'm going to bow down and worship the Lord. This is the same God who Daniel spoke to.
Yeah.
To the king and say, oh, king, I believe you, but these people threw me to the masses and to the lion's den, but I have enough faith in my God, and I have not bowed down to the none of these sects. I have kept the commandments. I have kept the sections of the Lord. I have kept my faith. I have kept everything that my ancestors have already instilled into me to follow the Lord. I have kept all these promises. That when they talking to a lion, then that was the enemy thought was supposed to devour me. Action was my comfort.
My Lord.
Amen.
That's the best sleep that Daniel has ever received in his life. And that, and what the Bible says, what the government for bad, God will turn around for your good, and he will cause your enemies to be your footstool, and take you, and set a table for you in the presence of your enemies. The same thing that the enemy wants to lay up a trap for you, he's going to already took the trap in him. That's why they said when the fire is turned up seven times greater, it already consumed them who turned the fire up.
Thank you.
The people that tried to throw Daniel in the lion's den was the same people that before they hit the bottom of the pit, the lion has already devoured them.
Uh-huh.
No cases. It don't matter where you are, you have already set yourself up as a prime candidate to be used by God, whether it's at a doctor's office, whether it's at a grocery store, whether it's at a clothing store, retail shop, restaurant, Walmart, Macy's, Dillard's. Outlet, wherever you are, your location is a prime area that the Lord is ready to be used by. The Lord is ready to use you.
Amen.
Set up shop. When I say set up shop, meaning that take the Lord everywhere you go. The Bible says that the word is in our heart because the word is near us. So we should always have a tailor-made word for any situation we face.
Amen.
Point number two. He didn't even look the part. So I told him, you are nothing but a you. Your appearance, you're clean, and your appearance is nice appearance, and you have no warrior experience. You have no combat experience. You can't. This is not you. You don't even look the part. I don't even look the part. I don't have a preacher's voice. I don't look the part. I don't look the part of a bishop. I don't look the part of an apostle. That's good. I don't want to look the part of a bishop. I don't want to look the part of an apostle. I don't want. Listen. I don't want to look the part of nothing. Cause nothing but an apple of God's eye.
Uh-huh.
That's the only part I want to look up. The apples of God's eye with a servant's heart. Because with a servant, you have a servant's heart, then the Lord can use you in such a mighty way that'll blow your mind that you can't even fathom.
Amen.
He's ready to do something in your life that you can't even fathom.
Mm.
This is a man. We're talking about David. This is a man. This is a young boy. A young boy going to fight a man's battle.
Amen.
A young boy going to fight a man's battle. Now you have all these rankings. You have generals, you have commanders, you have captains, you have lieutenants, you have warriors, you have King Saul, you have all these qualified people, but they're operating in fear. You have all these qualified people, but they're operating in fear.
Amen.
So you have all these qualified bishops and apostles and all these preachers and pastors and teachers and teachers, but they're not operating in healing. They're not operating in delivering people. They're not operating in setting the captive free. These are things that the Lord is calling us to operate in, but we tend to water down the gospel for our liking.
But
God is not pleased on it. I'm glad that I don't look the part.
Amen.
You see? But see, he was the underdog, but it was his time.
Amen.
Point number three, his faith in God.
Yeah.
His faith in God.
That's why he was able
and to convince Saul, not even convince Saul, but with the surety to say to Saul, nobody in Israel is gonna die because I'm finna kill this Philistine myself. Because he already knew what the prize was. He already knew that his daddy's life is at stake. He already knew that everything that he loved is at stake.
Yeah. Amen.
He had to go and tell Saul, hey, Saul, listen, I may not be a man of war, but I've been battling all my life.
Yeah.
I've been battling since I've been a shepherd boy. When the lions come and steal my sheep, or when these bears come and steal my sheep, I go and I fight these lions, and I go and I fight these bears, and I pull my sheep out these bears, because I know that the Lord is for me. And if the Lord be for me, who shall be against me? That's more than enough for me. I like how Elijah said when he prayed, and he said, Lord, open up the eyes that he may see.
Yeah.
And the eyes open up, the Lord said, alas, master, for there's more for us than against us. That's what God said. If God be for us, who shall be against us?
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Just seemingly small victories. I don't know what you overcome this far and point in your life, but your seemingly small victories is only leading up to the championship battle. I say again.
Yeah.
The things that God has already done on your behalf, the endless battles that he's already won for you, the things that he's already delivered you from, those are only qualifying you to get to your Super Bowl status. Your qualifying battle. Your championship battle. I don't know what your Goliaths are. It may be sickness in your body. It may be your financial. It may be your son, your daughter, your work, your environment, your community. I don't know what your Goliaths are,
amen.
But what I do know is God is bigger than your Goliath.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
He's bigger than your Goliath.
Hallelujah.
Number four. I got one more point, then I'm done. Point number four. Your weapon of choice.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Goliath had all these weapons. Like I said, he had a sword, he had a spear, he had a javelin, and he had to have somebody to attack his shield.
Yeah.
About to say that God uses the foolish thing to confound the wise. What would cause David to go out with five smooth stones, five, the number of grace? If number one don't hit you, number two, three, four, I need number five, the grace stone to do what I need to do.
Yeah.
That's your weapon of choice. The weapon of choice, your weapon of choice is this, the Bible. Getting more word into your system. Detoxing your body of all the world toxins that you place in. It's time to detox, ladies and gentlemen, to intake the word of God. The word tells us it's not what goes into a man that defiles him, but what actually comes out of a man. So if you're bringing up nothing but word on the inside of you,
Jesus.
The word is detoxing all the toxins that you have already placed in you, be it cussing, be it smoking, be it drinking, be it gossip, being foolish talking, being whatever. Whatever you have already taken, you have to begin to let the word purify and cleanse you of all that foolishness and junk to begin to operate in this type of, like this, and to operate in this type of anointing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I like that scripture that you read, Pastor Manny, when the man brought his son to the disciples and the disciples couldn't heal him, they were actually trying to trip Jesus in the trap. But what he didn't reach, you guys, was when the disciples asked Jesus, okay, well, Jesus, we walk with you. We saw you do this, and we saw you do that.
Yeah.
We know if we walking with you, then that what we see, we can operate in the same anointing. So why we couldn't? Why let the embarrassment sit in? Why let the confusion sit in? Why did you allow that to happen to us if we're serving you? And we couldn't do it. And I know we had the power to do it. But Jesus said, these only come out by fasting and praying. You see, we can read the word, but we have to continue to fast and pray to continue to get all these toxins out of us to walk in this type of level of anointing, to walk in a healing anointing, to walk in a deliverance anointing. Because it's easy. It's one thing, Robert says, that I sharpen eyes. So it's one thing to sharpen one another, but it's another to operate with demons outside of this world. When we step outside of the doors, outside of our comfort zone, outside of our houses, we step into a world that the enemy has already claimed his.
Yes.
He has already claimed his. He has already claimed the earth to his.
Yes.
The Bible says that God asked Satan, where you come from? I came from walking the earth. See who I devour. He's already claimed this. So when you walk out that door, when you walk out your door, the enemy has already made a trap out for you. You have to have an anointing. You have to have an anointing to deal with this type of world that we're living in right now.
Yes, Lord.
And I guarantee you that if you're not biblically sound and spiritually inclined to the Lord, then this world is actually going to sift you out. The enemy's ready to sift you. He's ready to sift you. And my last point before I go was that David, he took action without hesitation.
Yeah. Amen.
Because if you hesitate, you begin to listen to the naysayers. You begin to listen to other people that are taking the wrong direction. Other people that are steering you wrong. But watch this. Most importantly, you begin to listen to self-doubt.
Yeah.
You begin to self-doubt yourself that God said, this is too big for me. I can't do this. This is, I can't see. I can only see myself at a status that I always been in. I've been living a lifestyle of poverty. I've been living paycheck to paycheck. I can't see myself being $1,000. I can't see myself being a millionaire. I can't see myself operating healing. I can't see myself bringing forth a smile because someone can't walk.
Yeah.
And now they can walk again. I can't see myself being used at the capacity.
Yeah.
When you hesitate. But without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen.
We have to walk by faith and not by sight, in spite of how big it means, in spite of how big it may be, in spite of how difficult it may seem to be.
Yeah.
Our faith tells us it's possible.
Yeah.
Your faith tells you it's possible, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
So today, I just declare that you begin to rekindle your faith. Reignite your faith.
Yes, Lord.
Let your faith be reignited.
Amen.
Because you are well qualified. You may seem to be the underdog, but you are well qualified to be used by God. Because if God sees you valuable, then you should see yourself greater value.
Amen.
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 I thank you. I thank you. Remember, let your faith be bigger than any Goliath you may be facing in your life, as if your life depended on it.
Amen.
I say it again.
Let your faith be bigger than any Goliath you may be facing in your life.
Hallelujah.
And if your life depending on it.
Hallelujah.
I love you guys. I love you guys.
Amen.
That tuned in, that called in, and the viewers on the Facebook Live, let your faith be your ignited for it. Reignite your faith.
Yes.
Reestablish your love with God. God needs you. You may seem to be the underdog,
yeah,
but you have home court advantage. You have home court advantage.
Yes. Amen.
I love you guys. Back to you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, dear brother. Oh, my God. May every single word that left your mouth today, being led by the Holy Spirit, be multiplied in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, may God pour back into you every single thing that leads you, bless you right now, in Jesus' name. The doors of the church are open. Amen. This message said that it is going down. Amen. And it is. This is a battle right now. It's going down. But we thank God that we have a Savior that have already won this battle for us. There may be one today that have never prayed the prayer of salvation. You have never prayed the prayer of salvation. But here it is. It's an opportunity where the Holy Spirit is calling you to be saved, to be born again, to be in that place, yes, where he is, in Christ Jesus. If that is you, right there where you are, will you press one today and give your life over to Jesus? Amen. Apostle Tawanik and I and Elder Darrell Cormier will help you to pray the simple prayer of salvation, which will be the most important thing you can ever do in your living life as a human being. Amen. There may be one that needs prayer today. There may be something that you're holding on to. There's something that you're going through, whether it's you, whether it's a family member or a friend. Will you press one today? Will you press one and bring it all over to Jesus? Apostle Talonika and I, we will help you to pray, you know, when two or three are coming together. Amen. There God is right there in the midst of things. The prayers of the righteous avail much. But will you bring it all over to Jesus? Take that step. Press one and bring it over to God. Amen. There may be one that is looking for a church home. Amen. If you are looking for a church home, we thank God there is no time and no distance in spirit. So right there where you are right now, whether you're in Houston, Texas, or whether you're in New Orleans, Louisiana, whether you're in New York City, Chicago, Illinois, Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to be your pastor. We would love to love you in the lens of the Holy Spirit. We thank God. We thank God for you. We welcome you in right now. We would love for you to be a part of us and help us. Amen. Help us. Hallelujah. That's why God has put believers in the place where we can be together, one in spirit. Will you press one today? Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for every single body that came, every single body that had desire to come. We know, Father God, that you are concerned about every single one of our concerns. And we thank you, Father God, that every single prayer petition that went forth, every single prayer petition that going forth right now, you hear, hallelujah, and you have already provided that way, and that's through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Christ Jesus, for being with us. We thank you, Christ Jesus, for being for us. We thank you, Christ Jesus, for already doing it all, hallelujah. But by faith, we say, hallelujah, that it all is well with us. All is well with us because Christ Jesus has made it well. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody from everywhere all over do say amen, amen again. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. Amen. If you have cash out, you'll send those over to Pastor Chantel.
Yes.
If you need other means to send it over, tithes and offering,
hallelujah,
give us a call at 832-725-8094. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you.
Thanks.
You are the giver of all good things, and your word makes it clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you.
Hallelujah.
We ask that you accept these gifts and use them pour it to your glory.
Hallelujah.
May you just bring shelter to the homeless,
amen,
comfort to the sick, rest to the weary,
amen,
and hope to the hopeless.
Amen.
Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given to others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you.
Yes, Lord.
And accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. We give freely and not from compulsion. For there is nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily.
Yes,
all we have is yours. And Father, we ask that you would use us in all that we have as you will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that there be no lack in their will give on today. Lord, for you give the increase of oil as they plan on today. We decree and declare that all plants in good ground. As we want it by faith, that you would give the increase. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our announcement for today, we are the Gospel Brothers Ministries here in Houston, Texas. Today is February 13, 2022. Mondays, right now we use that Mondays intercessory prayer, but because we are already in prayer for 21 days in the month of February, we're at 6 a.m., 12 noon, and 6 p.m. on our prayer line, 520-525-8608. And Tuesdays we have the reading of the Bible on our prayer line at 520-525-8608. Join us at 7 p.m. as we're reading the Bible in its entirety from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. And let us see, if you're on our church line, 845-277-9213, the one that you're on today, we have our Bible study, so join us. Saturdays at 1 p.m., we have our Saturday school. Join us here on the church line, and on Sundays, we have our services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. So come back and join us at 2 p.m. Amen, for Sunday service. Hallelujah. Happy birthday to everyone that celebrates their birthday this month of February. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to bless your life with his blessing and favor. Continue. We pray for continued blessing and favor upon your life, all that are born here in the month of February.
Amen.
Amen. Also, happy anniversary if you're celebrating your wedding anniversary. Amen. Happy anniversary to you. May God continue to bless your union with love, increasing in love and patience. Amen. That you operate according to the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Glory to God. You all excuse my voice as we wrap up here in service. God bless you. That does conclude our announcement. We do have a play coming up in less than 2 weeks. If you're here in Houston or surrounding areas, and you're in the area, please come out and support us. Get your tickets. We are good comedy as well. Good comedy. Amen. And the play is called The Holding Tank. And actually, Elder Darrell Comier is playing one of the starring actors in the play.
Right.
So come on out. We don't know if Pastor Manny is going to be in the play. He did it before. So maybe we'll be able to get Pastor Manny back on the stage. Amen. The dates are February the 26th, which is Saturday at 7:30, and February 27th, which is Sunday at 6 p.m. So if you can, give us a call at 832-725-8094 and get your tickets while they still have. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us release the pastor's blessing at this time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to encourage others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loved. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy in peace. I bless you to be peace and joy. I bless you to have God's people around you and about. I bless you to be a respectful place for people and a safe place. I bless you to be in a place of beauty. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I pray that every single one was able to receive that word, hallelujah, from our brother being led by the Holy Spirit. I know I've just been so filled with it, so filled. Yeah. I actually have a message, and obviously we're on one accord because you were stepping all on that message that God have prepared. But I thank God because that's just confirmation. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. May God bless you. May God bless you, brother. Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. God bless you. May God keep every single one of you. Enjoy your Sunday evening, whether you be Super Bowling or whether you be celebrating your loving day, your Valentine's Day, or whatever it is that you have. You know that we love you here at the Gospel Public Ministry, Apostle Ty Wigginow. We love you. We love you. We love you. We can never love you more than Jesus Christ loves you. Remember that Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen, amen again. Do join us. If you do have a little bit of time left, join us for 2 p.m. service. Amen, in the name of Jesus, Central Standard Time. Amen. God bless you.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Life.
My life.
You gave me your soul, I gotta give it back.
get there on a great day. Said when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Then I'll